And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Good morning, Mr. Henri.
Benny, I am so glad you are here. But you are on time.
Uh-huh.
What have I told you about that? If you want to be a successful artist, you must always be a fashionable 10 minutes late. No one will respect you otherwise.
Oh, well, do you want me to go out and come back in?
Fortunately, I am the only one to witness this, how do you Americans say, faux pas?
Uh-huh.
Now you must turn your attention to the new paintings.
New paintings?
Hmm.
Oh, from whom?
Do you not recognize the exquisite styling, the bold brush strokes?
Nope.
How can you consider yourself an expert and not know the work of Diego San Juan de Filibuster?
I think because I consider myself an expert, I don't know this work. It's, how do you French say, terrible.
Terrible?
What is that? An egg?
Not merely an egg. It is humpety-dumpety.
What's that? A funnel?
An hurricane.
Humpty Dumpty in a hurricane.
Not just an hurricane. This one has a name. Kevin.
Oh.
It's an artistic statement.
It sure is, and the statement that it makes is, I have no artistic talent.
Oh.
What are these other paintings? Two blue feet?
Oui?
A palm tree with a bloodshot eye.
It's looking at you.
Oh, I've seen better paintings from a class of first graders in crayon.
Maybe so. But Diego is all the rage among the most cultural elite. We are fortunate to acquire some of his pieces.
Oh, well, I hope you got these on consignment. We'll never sell them. Well, at least I won't.
But you must. It is your job. Unless, of course, you do not wish to be employed in my gallery.
Is that a trick question?
Ugh! Ew! Gross! Is this a broccoli? No! Ew! It's a hamburger! That is so wrong.
Honey! I'm home!
I'm in the kitchen, Penny! Filet of sole looks more like the sole of a shoe.
Ugh, comfort me, Connie, please. It has been a terrible day.
Oh, well, you want terrible? This blue cheese dressing is 6 months past its expiration date.
Well, that was ranch dressing.
Ugh.
Do you know what it's like to spend the day selling paintings that I find as revolting as that moldy potato?
That's leftover lasagna.
Ew.
Yeah, I think we're gonna need a new dating system for our food.
And not only were the paintings horrible, but I spilled coffee on my skirt at lunch.
Well, why didn't you come home to change?
Because Mr. Henri thought the stain made me look more artiste. I don't know how you do it.
Do what?
Stay happy all the time.
Are you kidding? How can you live with me and say that?
It's true. Even when you're annoyed, you seem to be cheerful about it. How do you do it?
Well, I guess I try to choose to be happy.
You choose it? Is that possible?
Well, sure. I think we have a choice about our emotions. I mean, we can indulge things like being miserable or make a choice to not be miserable.
So if I decide to be happy, then I will be?
Well, it's not immediate, but it sure puts you in the right direction.
I can't guess anymore, Penny. I think you have to tell me.
How can you call yourself my friend and not notice?
Whatever it is, I can't see it.
Well, hello, Penny.
Hi.
Can I get you anything?
The usual, Whit.
Me too, please.
All right, well, coming right up.
Whit, do you notice anything different about Penny?
Nothing obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, new boots.
Whit, notice.
Oh, I stand humbled in the presence of a true master. How did you know, Whit? I mean, did you use your highly developed skill of deductive reasoning?
Well, the price tag is still attached to the side of that boot.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, can you pull that off for me, Wooten?
Oh, sure. Whoa! Is that the price or the phone number for the shop? Do these boots have heels made of gold?
I had a rough day.
I guess.
Connie said I should choose to be happy rather than miserable, so I chose to buy these new boots to help me along.
So you thought buying boots would make you happy, huh?
Yeah, until my credit card bill arrives. I should probably choose a less expensive emotion.
Well, I'm a little confused. A less expensive emotion?
Sure. Happiness costs more than I expected. I wonder what emotion I might get with a new T-shirt.
I'm still back at the part where I'm confused.
Me too. Never left.
It's about making choices. You know, about how we feel. Really, Whit, you should know better than anybody.
Uh-huh.
I even found a magazine article about it. Here. 100 Secrets to a Happier Life. Choosing to be happy is in the top 10. Connie will be very pleased to know her advice is affirmed by a credible source.
Oh, so this is about happiness.
Can I see the article, Penny?
Sure.
Okay.
It has all kinds of good ideas. Get 8 hours of sleep a night, eat omega-3.
Laugh for 7 minutes a day? I see black spots in front of my eyes when I laugh for 7 minutes.
Those are endorphins, which make you happy.
Oh.
Actually, I think it's lack of oxygen.
Go on, Wooten, give it a try.
It's hard to laugh for no reason.
Okay, think of a joke.
Oh, but if I know it, then I won't be able to laugh at the punchline.
Then tell me a joke and I'll laugh.
Oh, okay. So a mollusk and a rib newt walk into a dry cleaner.
Uh-huh. What's a rib newt?
Oh, you know, member of the salamander family. They're actually nearly extinct, you know, because their river habitats are so polluted.
Aww. This isn't much of a joke.
Yeah, now I'm depressed and I haven't come up with a punchline yet either. I thought we could laugh together.
Penny, you may be on the wrong track about how to be happy.
Really? Well, what's another suggestion from the article, Wooten?
Let's see. Exercise, specifically running, releases serotonin in the brain, relieving stress and producing a happier chemical makeup.
Running? Easy! I can run! I'll see you guys later.
Where are you going?
To run, of course. Bye.
In those boots?
Took her to the emergency room. They said she broke 2 ribs.
What?
She was running and tripped.
Oh, here you go, Sinner.
Oh, thank you.
That must have been quite a fall.
Down a hill, across 2 parking spots, and it hurts to talk. Finish for me, Connie.
Across 2 parking spots, into a trash can, and then a lamppost.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. She called me on her cell phone. I found her and took her to the hospital.
What are you doing here? Shouldn't you take her home?
Well, that's what I said, but she wants a raspberry ripple ice cream sundae first. To go, please.
If I'm gonna choose not to be in pain, I'll need some help.
Okay.
Ta-da! Greetings, one and all. Presenting for your dining and listening pleasure, the great Wootini.
I'm
a magician who weaves wondrous acts with a comedic flavor.
Now may not be the best time for
it. Oh, it's always time for a laugh, Connie, at least 7 minutes worth. Now, for my first trick, my friends, making marshmallows disappear. Of course, I'll need some marshmallows first. Connie, I believe you'll find some in your purse.
What? I don't have any marshmallows in my purse.
Really? You don't? I am good!
Wooten.
Stop, Wooten. You're hurting her.
Huh?
She broke her ribs.
Oh, what? Figuratively or literally?
Literally.
Oh, no.
Come on. I'll take Penny home now.
But my sundae.
I'll personally deliver it.
Wooten, will you help me get her to the car?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Penny.
Come on. Thanks for trying, Wooten.
My second bomb in one day. Maybe I should just give up comedy.
Maybe I should give up choosing happiness.
Yeah. Come on. We got gotcha. You.
You're fine.
A little bit further.
Just take it slow.
Here we go.
Wow, thank you both.
Oh, sure, Penny.
Okay, what can I get you?
Oh, I know, Connie. I'll make dinner. Whatever you want, Penny.
Oh, well, I remember that the article said eating omega-3s will increase happiness, and it says that salmon is very high in omega-3.
Oh, well, I love salmon. Bradford sent me some from Alaska. I'll go home and make enough for everyone, Whit included. So be sure to tell him, and don't spoil your appetite with that raspberry ripple sundae.
Okay, I'll put it in the freezer.
Yeah, and I'll find it in 6 months.
And the great Wootini will be back shortly.
Ow, ow, ouch.
Name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for making dinner, Wootie.
Really? Oh, sure. Yeah,
it smells great.
Thanks.
Mm, and it tastes wonderful.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
I feel myself getting happier already. My taste buds are getting fuzzy from contentment.
I didn't know you were such a great chef, Wooten.
Oh, yeah, I took cooking classes one summer in Paris.
Really? In Paris? As in Paris, France?
Oh, actually, it was Paris, Arkansas, but Louis what? Claimed to be a real chef of the short order kind.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll visit that diner.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Penny, are you all right? Your lips are swelling up.
On my tongue, too.
Oh, my, and your whole face.
Oh, where did her eyes go? Find her eyes.
Oh, no. Oh. What's happening to me?
Penny, are you allergic to salmon?
I don't know. I never had it before.
Oh, my car's out in front. I better take you to the hospital.
I'll call him and tell him you're coming.
Again?
Early.
Yeah, my face deflated around 4 this morning, and I realized I was hungry. So I've taken care of all of our leftovers.
Well, you look a lot better, apart from that grimace.
Grimace? I'm not grimacing. I'm smiling. I've been doing it since I woke up.
Why?
Well, I told the nurse at the hospital how I was eating salmon to cheer up, and she said the more you smile, the happier you'll feel.
So is it working?
I don't know. I think my face has gone numb again.
Penny, this whole happiness thing is getting out of hand.
Oh, I know. So that's why I'm taking control of it. I'm establishing a plan.
Really? And how are you doing that?
By joining with other people who are determined to be happy. The nurse, Naomi, told me she's part of a happiness support group, and she's invited me to go.
It sounds kind of suspicious.
You're being very negative, Connie, which is not conducive to happiness.
Yeah, but some of these groups are kind of flaky.
Then go with me.
Oh, I don't think so.
Don't you want to support my happiness?
Yes, I want to support your happiness.
Well, but then you have to come with me, if only to tell me why it's flaky.
Okay, I'll go with you. But just for one meeting.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Naomi, and I want to be happy.
Hi, Naomi.
We have some guests this evening, Penny Wise and Connie Kenton.
That's Kendall.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Connie.
I met Penny in the emergency room last night, and Connie is here because... why are you here, Connie?
Well, because Penny talked me into it.
You're not happy to be here?
Well, not really, no.
Oh, tell us about your sadness.
Well, I'm not sad. I'm just not happy to be here. Otherwise, I'd be happy.
Is she usually happy, Penny?
Well, she wasn't happy on the way over, and she wasn't happy when we came in, and she isn't happy now. But usually when we're at home...
Oh, dear. No, we want to support your happiness, yeah. Connie. How can we do that for you?
Maybe by changing the subject and talking to someone else. Penny, for example.
Okay, Penny, let's talk about your happiness.
I can't. I'm unhappy that Connie is so unhappy.
You see, Connie, your mood affects those around you, which is why we're here, to create an environment of happiness.
But I'm only unhappy because of this environment.
Connie, if you'll give us a chance, then you'll also give happiness a chance in your life. So... let's turn in our happiness manuals to chapter 12, Overcoming Obstacles with Outrageous Optimism. That's what we're all about, right?
Overcoming obstacles with outrageous optimism.
Great. Chapter 12, everyone.
Well, Connie, What did you think?
I never knew alliteration could be so irritating.
Memorizing makes the mind more memorable.
And alliteration annoys.
Hi, Connie. Penny?
Oh, hi, Whit.
Oh, you're looking better since I saw you last, Penny.
Thanks. That's because I'm learning to be happy, in spite of some people who will not support me in my quest.
Aw.
Penny dragged me to a happiness support group, and I wasn't that happy about it.
I, for one, learned a lot about seeing the brighter side of things.
Well, I didn't. And to make it worse, I got a parking ticket while we were in the meeting.
Well, thinking positively, that money now can go to create more parking spots in the future.
No, it won't. It'll pay for more traffic wardens to give more tickets.
Helping our town's unemployment, you see? I'm only trying to do what you told me in the beginning, choose to be happy. And looking on the bright side of things helps.
Yeah, I know, but... Help me, Whit.
Help you how? Penny's right. You can make a choice about being happy. And trying to be positive certainly helps. The Bible tells us to dwell on things that are praiseworthy.
See?
But the quest for happiness in and of itself can be a mistake.
Wait, what? Why?
It can make us focus on ourselves, our feelings, to the exclusion of others. Well, sometimes God calls us to sacrifice ourselves in ways that won't necessarily make us happy.
You mean like giving up my seat on the bus or giving out food at the soup kitchen to guys who don't have any teeth?
Well, that's not exactly what
The article did say that 80% of the people who volunteered their time were 33% more likely to increase their happiness by 15% or more.
And that means what?
Helping others makes you happier. It's scientifically proven.
Well, that isn't the point I was trying to make.
But it's still a great point. Oh, I wonder what Wooten is doing tomorrow.
Wooten? Why do you need Wooten?
I'm making plans.
Uh-oh.
I'd ask you, but after what happened at the meeting...
Oh, now wait a minute.
What kind of plan are you concocting?
To help others.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
What? What's with all the birds? Penny, what's going on here?
I'm listening to happy sounds.
Okay, but it's deafening. Can you turn it off? Oh, your arm is in a sling. What happened?
The good news is I got a frequent visitor card from the emergency room, and my next visit is half off.
Do I want to know? I don't think I want
to
know.
Wooten and I went to the homeless shelter to serve spaghetti, and they all complained that my sauce was too watery and the noodles were too hard.
And the arm?
When I picked up the vat of sauce to throw it down the drain, as a dramatic gesture, of course, I slipped and fell.
Oh.
Anyway, I dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, no.
You know, helping people didn't make me as happy as I'd hoped. So I'm going to sit in this chair and listen to my happy sounds collection.
Wait a minute, Penny. Will you please turn that off? Hey, can we talk about this?
Scientific studies show that sounds of nature bring inner peace.
Well, it's annoying. In fact, your whole effort to be happy has become annoying.
What do you mean by that?
7 minutes of laughter, running in new boots, omega-3, bird sounds. Don't you think you've had enough?
Enough happiness? How can anyone get enough happiness?
Well, you're wearing me out.
I get it now. We talked about people like you at the support group.
People like me? What does that mean?
People who are jealous of the quest for happiness so they squash your spirit.
I'm just trying to get you to see what you're doing.
In a very critical and pessimistic way. You leave me no choice.
No choice about what?
I think I should find somewhere to reestablish my desire to choose happiness. The choice you first told me about, I'd like to remind you of.
I give up.
I'm going now. I'll leave my bird sounds with you. I think you need them.
Thanks.
Huh? Penny, is there anything else I can get you?
No, thank you. I think 4 Raspberry Ripple Sundays is enough for one night.
I see. Well, we're about to close up.
You want me to leave?
Well, I have a few things left to do, but why don't you want to go back to the apartment?
Connie and I had a spat about happiness.
Ah, well. Now, it's none of my business, but for someone who's put so much effort into being happy, you don't seem to be very happy.
It's harder work than I thought, and I didn't expect it to cause a fight with my best friend.
Oh, Penny.
Why didn't any of the ideas work? None of them made me particularly happy.
Maybe you had the wrong expectations about being happy.
You mean that I expected my new boots and running and salmon and giving spaghetti to an ungrateful homeless man to make me happy?
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. But I'm talking about happiness itself. It's an emotion. And no one can maintain an emotion for very long. At best, you can only create short bursts of happiness for yourself.
But I thought God wants us to be happy.
Well, he does. But that's the kind of happiness that we can only have in a relationship with him. And it involves peace, joy, and contentment that only he can give us. Those things can't really exist apart from him. And you can't manufacture it for yourself.
Well, why didn't someone tell me this in the first place?
Well, would you have listened? You strike me as the sort of person who has to experience things for herself.
Well.
And as you experience the happiness that God wants you to have, well, then you'll understand it even more.
Why does he make it so hard to find?
Well, what makes you think he does?
I don't see it.
Well, maybe you're not looking. God's given us a lot in our lives, Penny. Not the least of which is his love and forgiveness. But also a beautiful world, people who love us, and opportunities and talents. You're surrounded by all those things.
Like someone I left at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, Whit. Connie?
Huh?
Oh, hi, Penny! Wait.
You were listening to my birds?
Yeah, they were restful.
Do you feel happier?
Not really. How happy can I be when you left me to find a happier place?
Oh, I was wrong. I'm sorry, Connie.
Well, that's all right. I'm sorry for squashing your happiness and all that stuff.
It's okay.
Hey, what time is it? I ought to go to bed. I got an early day tomorrow.
I do, too. I need to go get my job back.
What?
I told Mr. Henri that I wouldn't work for him if I had to sell those terrible paintings.
Oh, well, that would explain the message he left on the answering machine.
What did he say?
Listen.
Hello, Penny? It is Jacques Henri. Now, I think this temperamental snit has gone on long enough. I have not sold a single painting since you left. Ah, you must be reasonable and come back, eh? What will it take? I will not beg, no. But I will get rid of the Diego painting. Do you hear me? I am tearing them up with my bare fists. I am tui, spitting on the pieces. Now I am stomping on the wet remains. So, there. Are you happy now? Come back!
Well, are you happy? I couldn't be happier.
Like Whit said in today's episode, happiness is a feeling that can come and go. It's often based on the things that happen to us. Like if our day went the way we wanted, or if we did well at school, or even if we had a good night's sleep. The Bible talks about happiness in a lot of different places, and it's clear that God wants us to be happy. But Jesus, Paul, Peter, and others talk about how we'll also have to sacrifice ourselves for our faith, and that won't always make us feel happy. At the same time, they also talk about a joy we can experience even in the middle of our troubles. Do you remember what the Apostle James said in the first chapter of his letter?
Count it all joy when you face various trials. Knowing Jesus is the only way to experience real happiness and true joy. You know what makes us happy here in Odyssey? Getting cards and letters and messages from you guys. Write to us at Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, our address is Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. Or you can email us at questions@witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Happy Hunting was written by Kathy Buchanan and Paul McCusker and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Christopher Deal. Our cast included Kimmy Robertson, Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, and Jess Harnell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.